And while we're on the subject of fake and this fake president, let's not forget who provides the machines on and off the ground that deliver the vote into the hands of those who want to rule. Let's not forget who designs those computer systems to provide the fake vote. And lastly, is it fake news that we deserve to live fully as the earth our nature intended, unencumbered, and that we must organize worldwide to achieve this earth-given right? When you daily limit our right to know, New York Times, by failing to investigate and discuss the big suppressed facts that determine our lives, we state subjects, your screaming fake strikes us as highly disingenuous. You surely don't imagine we could possibly believe that you are the true arbiter of what is fake and what isn't. The whole project of class, an imposed hierarchical arrangement premised on rule, is a fraud, based in lies about what we are inherently as human beings. A fraud balanced precariously, therefore, on fake news. That they would use this word fake to pound us back into this highly crafted fake, cast that word at us as an allegation used to suppress our intercommunications when we try to talk with each other by going around them in order to organize ourselves, to defend ourselves against their fake by designing a global alternative premised on truth, our nature as free humans, that allows us to finally live our gifts as they are meant. That they would use this word fake on us is obscene.